Hi, I'm Leah LaChapelle, author of Unzipping Reality, 11 Steps to Create the World We Want, and host of Unzipping Reality, The Fourth Awakening. I am dedicated to the transforming of human consciousness on planet Earth in our lifetime. So trust, know, be, and do the process as we unzip reality. Good days, everyone. Welcome to Unzipping Reality, The Fourth Awakening. I'm Leah LaChapelle, your host, and I'm the author of Unzipping Reality, 11 Steps to Create the World We Want, and my latest book, Soul Shade, Revealing the New Human Archetype. Wow! How fun is that? Well, us love us, everyone. That is my message to all of us, that it's just the love and there's just us. So I think we're pretty safe with that. Reality is now sufficiently unzipped. You know it is. You've been doing this lifetime after lifetime, many of us. And so the unzipping has been going on very efficiently. The portal is open. You can feel the openness. It's there for us. So my invitation is, let's step on through and be who and what we really are. We are becoming. More on that later. Well, happy new paradigm, everyone. Today is my privilege to have a unique conversation. They are all unique. We are new paradigmers, so everything is new. And once a year, it is my privilege to announce who the Unzipper of the Year Award goes to. I've been doing this for a number of years, and let me just give you a little review of the past Unzippers of the Year. It started out in 2012 with George Kavassalis' website, IamInfinite.love. And then the next year, Simran Singh, IamSimran.com. Tobias Lars, TobiasLars.com. Nasho Dobras, VioletLighted.com. Stephen Z, or otherwise known as Stephen Wave, Wave1111.com. Got to get the wave in there. And that brings us to this year. But before I make that announcement, I just want to send my love to all of those aforementioned Unzippers of the Year, because each one of them have impacted my life, my soul, to a very huge degree, so much so that I have chosen to acknowledge them. So this isn't like an old paradigm, oh, they're the best, and other people didn't make it. It's not that at all. It's simply another avenue of expression, of linkage, of appreciating. And we all know how far a little appreciation and gratitude goes. And so thank you to all of those friends who are so powerfully on this planet creating the new paradigm. I call it the fifth dimension. It goes by other names, Age of Aquarius, etc. But anyway, they are new paradigm people, the new people of this planet. And so, a little bit of background about this year's Unzipper of the Year Award. This happens to be 2018 at the time of this recording. Last year, I had a new experience with our broadcast here, Unzipping Reality, and I did not have any other guests. That was very unusual. I've been doing this show in one way or another on one network or another since 2007. So every single year I've had wonderful guests, just a fertility of guests to choose from. This year I was solo. And looking back over the shows that I did in 2017, I was thinking, well, I never had a guest, so maybe I should just skip this award. That just didn't feel right. And then I thought, well, what am I supposed to do? Give it to myself? And I thought, you know, Leah, you may not be humble enough to do that. So I was looking to see what else is there. And I started looking back over the subject matter that I had explored with all of you listeners. And it just popped into view. There was a three-part series that I did here on Metaphysical Talk Radio. Thank you, Gary and Inger. And those three shows were dedicated to circles of consciousness. And you may not have heard those shows. That's perfectly fine. We're going to review a little bit about what that is today. But just so you know, the word circle is spelled differently in the new paradigm speak. The new languaging spells circle with an S-C. S-C-I-R-C-L-E-S, circles. It's ascension language. I love playing with language, and I invite all of us to play with the language. It's very malleable right now. Just go ahead and play with it in other people's hearing, just as I'm doing with all of us right now. And it becomes alive, and it helps our DNA to be triggered at new levels. So circles of consciousness in three parts. That was the message that is receiving the award. Now, it's not those broadcasts, those internet shows that are receiving the award, although they were pretty good. they had their high moments. There actually is a living, breathing circle of consciousness that I am bestowing this award to. The Unzipper of the Year 2017 award goes to, in Austin, Texas, the Circle of Intention. The Circle of Intention has been in existence for 14 years. And I happen to belong to this particular circle of consciousness that is known as the Circle of Intention. Now, I cannot give you their website because there is none. I cannot give you their Facebook because there is none. The Circle of Intention is an entity that exists for creating a vibrational new expression of our reality on planet Earth. It is an entity that is made up of conscious, enlightened individuals who choose to come together at a very high frequency. It's basically I Am Presence. Now, lest you think that all these people are a bunch of saints and gurus and have like arrived, that is not the case. We are regular human beings, but we have one thing in common. One thing. You may think, oh, it's got to be love. No, it's not even that. The one thing that we all have in common is that we know that something is not right about this reality. something is not right, that this particular systematized reality that we live in has enslaved us. And all of us are dedicated and committed to being free. So that's what we all have in common. It is an absolutely phenomenal experience every single time we come together. No two expressions of the circle of intention have ever been the same. Never. They are always created brand new because there's no format. There's no template. We simply come together with the intention of raising the frequency for the planet. And this is going on every single week, my friends. Every week, we are coalescing. Whatever mood we're in, you know, whatever our pocketbook is, there's no charge for this. This is a free will offering. We come together on behalf of humanity, and by our being just who we are and being together in acceptance and, for the most part, non-judgment, we have a little slippage that here and there, we create something brand new in this circle. Just human beings coming together, sitting in chairs. We don't even sit in any sort of yoga position or anything like that. We just sit in chairs in a circle and we have a conversation that creates worlds. We're just emulating our parentage. This is how this world came into being, so I kind of understand. The lords of creation, the Elohim, created this world. Well, how did they do that? Well, they came together. These upper oversouls came together, and they chose to create together. Not such an easy thing to create together here in the third to fourth, hopefully into the fifth dimension on planet Earth. Not easy at all, which is why the Circle of Intention is the recipient this year of the Unzipper of the Year Award. You, we deserve it. So over the last 14 years, I've got to give a shout out to the co-founder of the Circle of Intention, and that is my dear friend, George Shiva Humphrey. George and I co-founded the Circle of Intention 14 years ago. And George has been a prior guest on Unzipping Reality. He's a fascinating individual, and he facilitates the South Central Circle, and I facilitate the North Circle here in Austin. So thank you, George. Beautiful job, Shivaji. There's nobody like you. These two circles have created a nuance that is rather spectacular. You know, if we could see in the energy realm, and some people can, there would be arcing energy, arcing between this more feminine expression in the north and the more masculine expression in the south central. I can feel it. I feel it every week. I feel it every day because this entity is not limited to my living room. This entity is always together. We just choose to come together and have like date night occasionally once a week. And it's such a joy. And sometimes it's very scary. You never know what's going to happen, but I mean scary in a good way. It's exhilarating. And if there's ever any fear, these people know how to embrace it, to transmute it on behalf of the planet. That's what's going on. It's kind of a filtering system for many, many beings who do not maybe have access to this kind of awareness. It doesn't mean that we're better than anybody else. We really are not. It just means that we have awakened more fully and we see ourselves playing this role, and it's our joy to do so. So chambering is, you know, I call it that occasionally, chambering. What this is it's consciousnessing. Coming together in consciousness and in agreement that we are the possibility for a glorious future. We don't just sit around and wish for it. We vibrate it. We operate on this fifth dimensional frequency. And you know what? We prove that we are operating on this frequency because, as I said before, the only thing that we actually agree on is that something just ain't right here. Well, that doesn't mean that we agree on anything else, philosophically or politically. It doesn't mean that we, you know, were raised the same, different, you know, culturally and so forth. So it can be a real stretch, but I can happily say that the circle of intention has been leapfrogging over all of our challenges, every single one, because if we can do it with like 15 or so people gathered in a space, then it's possible for it to exist elsewhere on the planet. Now, we know that something is not wrong. Something is wrong on the planet. Something just is not quite stacking up. It seems like there's an imposition on humanity that is keeping us down. We don't exactly know how to free ourselves from this, but we know that we must at least try. And that is why these beings in the circle of intention in here in ATX are the recipient of this award, because we are trying and we're doing more than trying. We are doing it. We are being it. What we have chosen to create is literally a group soul. Now, don't freak out. We have not blended to the point where we are no longer our own persona. No, no. Quite contrary. A group soul allows for all of the participants to be who they are. Conformity is what has caused the problem. So this is not about conformity. If it were about conformity, or if it were about finding agreement on anything else, then we would just be another meetup group. We would just be a club. We would just be maybe a classroom or a cult. We are none of those things. And if you've listened to some of the other broadcasts when I was describing a circle of consciousness, a cult is the kiss of death, because that's been done before. A cult, you know the marks of a cult. They want your money. And there is one leader. And there's like a belief system. There's a dogma. There's none of that in a circle of consciousness. And we really, really lean into this in our circle of intention. Now, granted, pardon me, I am the head facilitator. I'll just call it that. I'm the head facilitator. I'm the main facilitator. Now, I will say this. It is a light facilitation. I am very interdependent on the other members of the group, to flow the group, to cause the group, to rein the group in, to steer the group, to invite the next wave to come in. It's an us thing. It's definitely an us love us. I mean, where do you think I learned that? I learned that on the job training with other human beings, rubbing up against them every single week. And it is not an easy thing to do. I really want to warn you guys, because it will piss you off to be with other human beings. That's just the nature of the game. But yet that possibility still exists. It's a grand design. This idea of cooperation, because that's where we're headed in the new paradigm when we arc over into the fifth dimension as the new anchored in reality. This is the magic. Now, it's not a place where everything's going to be picture perfect. We're going to have a lot of cleanup to do. We're going to have a lot to learn in the fifth dimension, because we all have PhDs, several of them, in how to fuss and how to divide and how to be conquered. Yeah, we all know about that. But how to cooperate? And we're talking about cooperating for the sake of cooperating. I'm not talking about, hey, you farmhands out here, let's get these fields planted. So, I mean, it's not about having that common of a task or a theme, because all of us are doing it differently. All of us are doing it at different speeds. All of us are doing it at different levels. All of us are doing it with no supervision and without any holy text, except for all of the ones that have already been written and the downloads that are coming in all the time, fresh and new. With discernment, please. Just because it's channeled does not mean that you can find complete inerrancy or veracity in it. Just be warned. So, circles of consciousness and the circle of intention. Wow, what a great 14 years. This grand design of cooperation, I just want us to know, it totally challenges me because of the diversity that you guys keep handing out. Everybody does not agree on every little thing. But this idea of real community, you know what? You don't have to live together to have community. What you need is you need an operating frequency where you connect ethereally. That's what you need. And come together and give everybody hugs on occasion and check in and do an occasional project here and there, maybe. But definitely, definitely go into meditation together. That's where the love is. That's where the combining happens, is in those meditations. Now, that's what we do every single week without exception. We don't ever come together and not meditate. And every single meditation is different. We don't have any sort of mantra that we say over and over or anything like that. We do have some common themes. I like to light a unity candle. It's a beautiful symbol of the elementals coming into our space and igniting us with our passion in the oneness. So we do that. That doesn't hurt anybody or anything. We always sit in a circle. We make sure that everybody can see everybody. That's very important. If you have very many more than 20 people, it's kind of hard to fit that many people in one circle in your living room. You can form tiers outside of that circle. I can get 30 people in my living room with people sitting in, you know, on pillows and in chairs and concentric circle. It's a little challenging. So I am advising everybody to keep it more intimate. Having a circle every week is a very strong commitment forever for whoever is hosting. It can be done. You can also share the responsibility and you can rotate the hosting. I've done that as well. It's very good, very life-giving. If these meetings are every week, the beauty of it is if you don't attend one week, then you don't miss too much. And somebody else will probably be there anyway. So the membrane to a circle of consciousness is very porous. You flow in and out as you can. So one reason that this is so innovative, this assemblage point, it's a planetary assemblage point. It is learning how to self-govern. Wow, self-govern? Really? Yeah, really. That's what we've been missing, is the self-governance, the self-responsibility. You know, we've been at kind of a low vibration to be able to do that because we've been so torn apart by the left-right paradigm of duality. So now we are finding that, yes, it is possible to self-govern. This is extremely experimental. Every week we come together in a brand new experiment of discovering who we really are. Circle of Intention, you have done a magnificent job of discovering, each of us, who we really are. No one has asked anyone to change. No one. Because you know what? They're not going to change anyway, so don't waste your time. You're the only one that you can change. So you're going to be attracting people from all kinds of different thought streams. And when they come together under this umbrella of oneness, it's a very safe and protected place, oneness. People have even tried to infiltrate it. It can't be done because it's too authentic. So coming together as who you are and leaving off your judgment at the door, don't bring that stuff in, now we can create together. And this is what the Circle of Intention does every single week. You guys, you rock. I mean that. It is amazing. I'm so happy that you popped into view to present this award to. And I should say that I have already informed the Circle of Intention that they were the recipients of the Unzipper of the Year award. And they did receive little cards that indicated that they are trusting, knowing, being, and doing the process, as I like to say. And also, I was able to, at a very, well, it was absolutely a spectacular coalescence. We had a gathering of everyone who could come, who is a part of our Circle of Intention, and they all came for breakfast. And so that was where they were presented we, because I'm it too, we were presented with this award. And what they received, because I do like to actually give something to the recipients every year, I give something interesting to whoever is receiving it. It's not a trophy, but something that would be maybe meaningful to them. Uniquely inspired. Well, gosh, there were 25 people could make it that day. 25 people. What can I give to 25 people? I mean, that might break the bank, right? So, what I gave was something I'm just so utterly grateful for. I was in a store and I was looking for something that I kind of had my heart set on for giving, and I wasn't finding it. And so then I started looking around and it popped into view. It was a puzzle. And this puzzle was a floor puzzle. And it was a glorious picture on this puzzle. And I thought, that is it. I will give each member of the Circle of Intention their own puzzle piece with their name written on the back. And then we will all be invited to put the puzzle together. So the reason I'm not telling you what the picture of the puzzle was is because I didn't tell them what it was. All they had was it was a good sized piece because it's a floor puzzle, but that's all they had. So they had no idea whatsoever what this picture was. So I was just having a ball. Well, so afterwards, we put the puzzle together. And this, let's see, there were a number of us present for putting the puzzle together, but there were 48 pieces in this puzzle. Well, there were not 48 people. And so these other pieces were just strewn around. And so they were just like floating. And isn't this just true? Like your life, whoever I'm speaking with right now, your life is kind of like that. You have a piece of the puzzle, and then you've got all this other nebulous stuff just kind of floating around. It's like, wow, what do I do with this, like, unexpected pregnancy or, you know, whatever it is? What do I do with this? I don't have enough budget this month to cover my bills, or, you know, just whatever it is. It could also be something really, really explosively marvelous. What do I do with this promotion? What do I do with this incredible opportunity? It just goes on and on. So that's kind of what the puzzle was. So they really, really wanted to know what the picture was. And I wouldn't tell them. I guess I was playing God a little bit. You know, God is so cool, right? And we're just like God. Anyway, so we finally came together and started putting the puzzle together. And it was a lot of fun. And so at the very end, the puzzle that was created was the most gorgeous picture of the universe, really, I think, that I have ever seen. The moon is outstanding. It's in the foreground, and you're looking over the moon into the cosmos. And it is colorful beyond color, and it's just absolutely beautiful. Just could not be more beautiful. So that is the award that the Circle of Intention received very joyfully and very well deserved for their experiment in self-governance. You don't really hear that word, those two words put together too often, do you? self-governance. You do hear self-responsibility here and there, but self-governance, that's a big step for a lot of people because we're so used to being herded and goaded and, you know, like put in corrals and told what to do. Well, that's not working for us anymore. So that corral, gone. Yeah, we're not staying in there anymore. We are taking responsibility for what we are experiencing. We are embracing what is. This entire world is here. These are our puzzle pieces, and we're wrapping our arms around it, and we're embracing it. Absolutely fantastic. Now, I choose to believe that we are safest when we're closest to our soul. Now, it can be unpredictable, and you can take some risks, but when you are closest to your soul, what a great place to be. I actually heard Laura Eisenhower say that recently in one of her talks, that we're safest when we're closest to our soul. So this is what I would qualify as a species upgrade. Technology is upgrading right now. Well, so are we in our ability to create together. And it doesn't take a majority. That is the best news I could possibly give any of us, because I know you're thinking, what, 15 people in Leah's living room, you guys? Hey, it's not just us guys. This is happening all over the world. This is why I'm at this microphone. Hopefully that this frequency will radiate out there as an inspiration for others to form these assemblage points of self-governance on a planetary level. We don't need a majority, but we do need quality. We don't need people coming together and casting stones at each other. We don't need people in separation consciousness. We need people who say yes to oneness and that level of consciousness. And this is what the Circle of Intention does week after week. Now, who knows what is in everybody's thoughts? But you know, if someone is expressing themselves in such a way that it is causing the vibration to go down in the circle, then any of us have the ability to raise it back up. In fact, it is our responsibility. There are no rules. No rules in our circle of intention. The only rule is be considerate. Treat the others like you know what is in the highest and best good of all. Do that. Be that. But, you know, seriously, we have people that are on time for the circle, and we have people that are very late for the circle. It doesn't make any difference as long as they come in courteously and quietly. I mean, really, what difference does it make? It's their experience, and it's our experience of how we experience them coming in late. You want to make up a story about it? Fine, make up a story about how terrible it is. There are no rules. And so everyone is encouraged to flow in such a way that there is a oneness, that there is a flow. It's like, look at that. That's us. That's us flowing together. How beautiful. I can see you and you and you and you, and you're all unique and you're all beautiful. Extraordinary. But lest you think that our circle is perfect, I'm trying to help us know that it's definitely not. It's perfection in the highest eyes, but where we live, we can always find these little imperfections to pick at. We have had our share of breakdowns in our circle, where somebody gets upset, where somebody gets their feathers ruffled, where somebody just acts out, where somebody gets emotional. And we don't encourage breakdowns, but we don't discourage them either. We encourage authenticity. I am not afraid of breakdowns anymore. I have experienced them and I lived through them. And I have a fairly high degree of knowing how to travel through a breakdown and emerge on the other side with, ta-da, a breakthrough. It is the most valuable thing to breathe in that fresh air on the other side of a breakdown. When you've had unhappiness over here and you express yourself and you get it all worked out, and you may not say it as nicely as you should have, but you get it all worked out, and then you find that place of peace about it with everybody. And then you create something new out of it. It's fertile ground. It's like, wow, we just fertilized that soil. What would you like to grow? Oh, well, let's grow a new level, a new understanding of harmony. It's just music. That's all it is. It's universal music. If we had ears to hear, it would be so beautiful. This is how music gets created. It's like, oh, we have this style of music for a long, long time, and I think I'm kind of tired of that now. I want to have some new sounds. And then, boom, jazz is born. And now jazz is its whole new genre. But maybe you don't want to just listen to jazz. So, boom, something else gets born. That's how it is. It is a glorious, glorious symphony called humanity, start to finish. Whoever and whatever dreamed up this incredible reality, they are the unzipper of infinity. Incredible. That's all that's going on here, is we are in this infinite wonderland, discovering who we really are at higher and higher levels. What a blast! And these people in the Circle of Intention here in Austin, Texas, do this every single week. Some people come every single week. I mean, it's like it kills them if they don't come. I mean, it's amazing. And some people come, you know, when they can. Some people live very far away. It's incredible to me that they would make the trip. Yet, there's something here for them. They know that they are the gift to us. That's what all of us knows. Hey, I think I'll go to the Circle of Intention tonight. It's this cool consciousness circle. I think I will take myself as a gift to them and practice the humility of that knowing. Pretty extraordinary to practice what all of humanity is going to be. That's what we do. It's a microcosm of the macrocosm. Well, in this assembly, and I really do like that word, you know, I was talking about the puzzle. A puzzle is something that you assemble. And it makes a glorious piece of art or picture. And that is talked about in the Bible. It's one of those phrases that people just don't get. It says, and forsake not the assembly of yourselves. Yeah, don't forget to actually come together. Remember, come together. Anybody can sit at home on their computer and be right about everything. Now, it's okay if you sit at home and have your preferences and look at your computer. That's fine. If that's all you ever do, then you're going to be challenged when you get out amongst other human beings, because they're not always pleasant to be with. They can be very, very difficult. They can be downright rude and obnoxious. And these are the people on your own team. Okay? These aren't even the people that are shooting at you. Now, I have to give credit elsewhere for these marvelous 14 years of Circle of Intention. We would not even be in existence in this exact form had it not have been for a little book called Handbook for the New Paradigm. It's put out by Bridger House Publishing. And this little book fell into my hands in 2003. And I read this book. Shiva G. Humphrey read this book. And it just sent us to the moon. It impacted us so greatly, because it's like finally there is a voice that we can listen to that understands the political overtones of this planetary enslavement. Finally, there's a voice that is speaking into our heart about it and not feeding the animosity, but is talking about not in just a new age pap, you know, like, don't tell me because I don't want to know. None of that. We know. The people of the Circle of Intention are brave. They're the bravest people I know. Every single one of them is taking their life on as a liberator of our situation. And so this book, Handbook for the New Paradigm, is extraordinary. I give this book out as often as I possibly can. I offer it on my website. It is a vital, life-giving book. I will say this, it is not an easy read. I think that when George and I read this book, we were just so stoked. We were just so ready to read this book that it seemed easy at the time. We didn't understand everything, but we did read it and we did get through it. And our assessment is that it's kind of like a deprogramming book. If you find it difficult to read, it's difficult for everyone because we've been so heavily programmed. It might be different today than it was back in 03, because we just know so much more. Isn't that wonderful that we've grown that far, that fast? But anyway, we base our experience on this little book. Well, I'd like to just say a little bit more about Handbook for the New Paradigm, because it told us a couple of things to do. One thing it told us to do is to go out and meet in precise numbers like 3s, 7s, and 12s. Well, we didn't do that. What we did instead was we formed a community. And we didn't really have the equipping, or we just didn't really kind of get it. Like, go out and form these little groups and then let them go after a while? What? We don't get that. So we just formed community. And we were doing well to do so, and it was not wrong. It has been the bedrock of my growth and experience over all these years. Another thing that we read in the book to do that we did not do, I told you we were rebellious. It said to formulate a statement of purpose. We didn't do that. Believe Handbook for the New Paradigm when it says this will not be easy to form a statement of purpose for the planet and do it together. Oh, any of us, any one of us could come up with a swell statement of purpose. That would be actually pretty easy peasy. But agreeing on which one, there's the rub. That's the beauty of a circle of consciousness. When we come together and we create interdependently and co-creatively, this is the new avenue. This is the new exploration of the new humanity. So yeah, we have now done both of those prescriptives. We are now sending out little away teams, and we are enlarging this message, and we are forming smaller groups and then letting them go, forming smaller groups, letting them go. It's called multiplying. That's what we are doing, and that's a whole show in and of itself. But what we have equipped ourselves with in order to do this, which we did not have access to in the beginning of the Circle of Intention, was to have this statement of purpose that clarified who we are, why we're here, what we're doing. Remember, there's no website for this. This is all under the radar. This is all experiential. It is paramount that these circles are experiential in context and not intellectual. If you come together intellectually, that's been done. That's not what a circle of consciousness is about at all. A circle of consciousness is always a unique experience, and you want to feel it. And so when we formed our statement of purpose, which we did do, we all felt it. We did it together. It was a miracle. It was magical. It was historical. Literally historical. So this has been such a fun reminiscence of what a circle of consciousness is. I didn't even get into the universal laws as are spelled out in the Handbook for the New Paradigm. But there's always more, right? The four universal laws, attraction, intention, circle of intention, allowance, and balance. Amazing that I have these marvelous comrades to create allowance and balance with. Wow, what a frontier. So I want to thank again the Circle of Intention as the 2017 recipient of the Unzipper of the Year Award 2017. And I love you all. You are so amazing. And let's do some more. Let's do some more unzipping. Because oneness happens, especially when you check it out on my website, fearorlove.com. And please call me up for awakening coaching, waking up to me, awakening coaching. It's transdimensional. And so I'm Leah LaChapelle signing off. It is the great letting go and letting in, with allowance and balance. So trust the process, know the process, be the process, and do the process as we unzip reality. Bye-bye.